Truck Chat Freestyle for Tuesday, August 20th, 2013. Dog Days of Podcasting continue. This is the early edition. And when I say early, I mean like lack of sleep early. Wow, I haven't felt this since, I think since our kids didn't have a regular sleep schedule. I am operating on about 2.5 hours of sleep. So it's amazing I can even talk and think, which is probably why I could hardly remember what day it was. The story is that I came home from karate last night about 8:30, and Donna says, "We have another adventure." Or a crisis. What was the word she used? Crisis, I think. And you know, going into the 25th anniversary, last few days of planning and whatnot, and finding her a car, getting rid of the old car, that's not the first thing I wanted to hear when I came home. But, as a parent, you do what you do. And, or you do what you gotta do, I should say. It's not what you do, what you do. So, she told me this story. Apparently, yesterday, Lisa and some friends went to Six Flags in Gurnee, Illinois, about 2.5 hours away from here. They set out early, about 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock. And, while they were there, Lisa's purse got stolen. When you go on a water ride, you stick your stuff in a little cubby, you get off the water ride, it's usually right there. But they lost phones, they lost wallets, and they lost car keys. It was her and one of her girlfriends, her boyfriend, and her girlfriend's brother, possibly girlfriend's boyfriend, I don't know who that fourth dude was. Anyway, this Jordana, her girlfriend, still had her phone. So we were trying to keep in touch, and they were trying to make plans. So when I got home, we really didn't know much. I couldn't set out because I didn't know if somebody else was already on the way. So I'm not going to drive 2.5 hours. So we waited an hour, text once in a while, back and forth, a call. Oh, hang on, this phone's going dead. We're at IHOP. We're going to plug in and get it charged and use somebody else's phone. So we were going back and forth, not hearing too much, and I was continuing to repair the screen doors on the patio. Hey, I'm doing something, right? They got to be repaired anyway. I want to get them repaired by this weekend, so when we have company over, which people are informally invited, if they say, "Hey, what can we do Saturday afternoon?" I'll say drop by, unless I drop dead. And I feel like I could do that today. So I was already exhausted for a full day's work and karate, and driving that late at night is darn near, it's dangerous. It really is. You know, if you don't have all your faculties about you and sharp attention, you could wind up going in the ditch real fast. So Julie offered to go down. She's more of a night owl these days than I am, but she didn't know the way. She's got her new phone, and you know, I didn't feel comfortable with that. So I said, "Why don't you come with me and keep me company? And if I start getting tired at the wheel, you can take a turn." So she agreed to that, and that was very nice. We had a nice discussion on the way down, listened to some music, sang along, just had a good old time. We started out about 10 p.m., got down there about 12:30. Oh, first we had to stop in Oshkosh to Austin's mom's house to pick up the spare keys. He was driving her SUV. So we got the spare key, drove down there, got down there about 12:30, met them at a little restaurant just across the highway, which is a long walk. Apparently they got a ride from a nice stranger. Crazy kids. Yeah, that part didn't make me too happy, but I was too tired, and I didn't want to upset the apple cart. They were already upset for losing all their other stuff. So we headed back over to the park where they had already arranged for security. We got to the gate. There's nobody there. Someone in the back pipes up. Oh, it's at the other gate, the back gate on Milwaukee Street. Take a right out of here and take a right on Milwaukee. So we take a right. We go down the road. There is no Milwaukee road. Pull into a quick gas station. Oh, look. This one starts out as something and turns into Milwaukee about a mile down the road. It's going around the back of the park, really, is what it is. So we go there, and there's this little pickup truck with the flashing yellow lights, and that's really hard on the eyes at 1 in the morning. He drives us through the parking lot at about 40 miles an hour over to Austin's car. So we thank him profusely. He was a nice guy. All decked down one, and he goes, "Now, who are you? And what are you?" I mean, he wasn't being a jerk about it. He was just curious. I said, "I'm the dad. This is one of my daughters. The blonde is the other my daughter. She just got in the car with her boyfriend and two friends." Oh, and he had like no hair on top and gray for the rest. And, shook my hand and said, "Two teenage daughters, congratulations." So, I mean, he was friendly and all. It was fun. Nice guy. We got out of the parking lot and headed home. Lisa with her boyfriend, they had to drop off the other guys. And unfortunately, you can take two ways around Milwaukee. You can come around 894 around the south and west side, or you can come up the east and north side on 43 and 94. I had intended to go up 43 and 94 because there was construction on the other side. There's construction everywhere. It's summer. It's Wisconsin. There's two seasons, summer and winter and road construction. So I started heading up the 43 side on the east side, and I thought when I turned on 94, it wasn't. It was actually 41, and 41 goes through town and starts hitting stoplight after stoplight after stoplight, and I was cursing myself under the breath, but I said, "Hey, Julie, this is the same dumb mistake your mom and I made when we drove down on our honeymoon." So I knew it was going to be nasty. Fortunately, this time I had a phone with a GPS that could get me through as quickly as possible. We got through. We probably lost 10, maybe 15 minutes going through town. And then drove on up. Well, apparently Julie's not a night owl when she's not driving because she fell asleep. So meant I got to listen to whatever I wanted to listen to. Some of my audiobook on Ben Franklin. Finished a number of podcasts. It was great. For a while. Then I started getting like really, really tired, like right before Fond du Lac, which is about an hour from home. I went, "Oh my gosh." You know, and I was starting to have what they call micro naps. And I hated that. Oh man, it my eyes were closed for maybe 1 second, and it was a straightaway road. And I woke up and I just went, "Ah!" You know, and you know, a little shot of adrenaline will get you going for about another 10 minutes. But it was just difficult to fight. I was starting to see things. There was a little bit of fog every once in a while when you go through a low-lying area. And it was just tough. At one point, I opened the window hoping she wouldn't wake up. Because opening the window, talk radio or an audiobook or something is about as good as I can get for things to keep me awake. Now, I didn't have the window all the way open, which I wish I should have done, but had probably two or three of these little micro naps along the way, and it was brutal. It was dangerous. I probably should have pulled over in retrospect, or woken her up and had her take a turn at the wheel, because I was really in no condition to drive. But made it home. Got home about 3:30, and Lisa came home shortly after that. I don't remember it because I fell asleep in about 10 seconds. I counted down. I started at 10 and I made it to about 6 or 5. It's one of the relaxation techniques I do. I usually start at 100 and get to about 75. There was no point. I figured my brain had already shut down a couple hours earlier. So, yeah, I made it home. And then, of course, thank you, Circadian Rhythms. I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I'm very tired. I hope I don't make any stupid mistakes at work today, because this is the end of the customer project. The only advantage to all this is I do have an opportunity to water the lawn before the sun comes up, because it's pretty brown. Might rain tomorrow, but I doubt it. If I count on it, it won't happen. And we got a party coming up, so the house has to look good. So I'd be working on those screens, except Donna's sleeping in the sunroom. I don't know why she moved. Maybe it was so I could sleep longer. Maybe it was because she couldn't sleep. She was a little bit of a wreck last night when she was trying to tell the story and get information out of Lisa. I'm slowly but surely learning how to communicate with Lisa. Not perfect all the time, but in situations like this, I know what will set her off. And what will set her off is when Mom is stressed and tries to talk to Lisa, and it'll stress out Lisa, and it'll stress out Mom. And I've tried to be as calm as possible in situations like this. It's not the end of the world, and it's not going to get any better if everybody's anxiety and tension goes up. So I'm not perfect at it. I slip up and get Lisa upset once in a while too. But I can't change Donna, and I can't change Lisa. I can only change me. And I try to help them understand what the hot buttons are. But in a situation like that, you don't start pointing out people's faults. So I did not. I just said, hey, let's do what we need to do. Let's find out where they are. Everybody's safe. Nothing bad has happened. Except maybe taking a ride with strangers. So this one went a little long. That's my morning edition. Great story for August 20th. I will be back later with more Silicon Road. If my brain can process my notes. All right. Till next time. 101.